Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters, ladies and gents out there in the world today. How are we feeling today? Good morning, good morning. I hope all is well with you. Thank you for being here this morning. Just wanted to do a quick cast. I actually got up a little bit, and instead of me doing my podcast, I jumped in front of the TV a little bit. My mind was wandering. I was watching ABC's The Rookie on Disney Plus. I think I'm going to check that show out. But nevertheless, I got up, and I know I'm supposed to be productive. But before that, see, I got sidetracked. Thank you for being here. For those that are new, I am Crawford Dupree Murray Jr. Thank you for being on my podcast. It is Wednesday, May 15th. I am, of course, your podcast host and motivational speaker. I have my hands in quite a few ventures, but podcast is definitely one of them. And I just want to welcome any newcomers here. And for those that are here, thank you for being here. But like I was saying, I got up, looked at the show, and I knew I was supposed to do something. It's all about being productive. It's all about productivity. It's all about putting your best foot forward. I call it the Mamba mentality. And from the late, great Kobe Bryant and his work ethics. And I follow a lot of his work ethics and his, you know, sayings and videos and quotes and everything. And so I say, you know what, let me develop the Mamba mentality. There's nothing wrong with, you know, pushing yourself a little bit. But then there I am sitting there and I'm listening, you know, to my thought process about it. And, you know, something was pulling at me, right, to get up, do the podcast. And I realized something. I realized that we all have our own motivational compass. We all have something that determines us. Now, I came across something many years ago, right? And I want you all to follow me on this one. Kobe Bryant was a hard worker. We're not taking nothing from the Black Mamba. You know, we're not taking nothing from the Mamba. And he came up with this saying. He said, there is power in understanding the journey of others to help create your own. Okay, let me repeat that. There is power in understanding the journey of others to help create your own. Kobe Bryant, Muse. So, when we look at other people, to learn, to emulate, to copy, you know, however you do it, to make their journey our own and their formulas of success, we cannot forget about one factor: God. Did you hear what I tell you? We have to find a way to trust God. And it's okay to say, find a way to trust God at times. I know, I know there's a lot of you out there. If you're listening to this cast at this particular time, you may have trouble, excuse me. You may have trouble really trusting in God, but guess what? So does seasoned believers. At times, there are storms that come and it can rattle your cage. It is important to know yourself, to trust in God, right? And to continue to fight. Excuse me. I'm so sorry about that. I should have hit the mute button. To trust in Him, right? And it's important to be honest with yourself. And it is important to really put your best foot forward and find a way, right, to connect with God, right? And this, listen, this has nothing to do with who you are, what you do, how you live your life. There's a lot, right, that happens in this world. And if we're not careful, if we're not careful, if we're not focused enough, we're going to lose our way, right? There's a lot of dreams and desires and everything that a lot of us are trying to accomplish, a lot of success. Whether you're trying to start your business, you're trying to build your retirement, you're trying to build a portfolio, you're trying to travel. We have to find a way to put God in the mix. This is why my cast, my podcast, and I try to do a lot of motivational segments and create motivational content, right? Because we need that. But God has to be in the front of it, right? Whatever it is that you do in your life, right? Whatever it is, you have to find a way to set time aside. And that goes for me as well, right? Because we often get bombarded with everything around us, right? And honestly, brothers and sisters, if we're not careful, we're going to lose focus of everything that we're trying to do. I don't have all the answers. I don't, right? So I know that somewhere down the line that, you know, that I have to I know that I have to find a way to stay on course, you know, as I get older. I know the storms are real. I know that, you know, we lose loved ones. We experience hurt and pain. We doubt, you know, we doubt God, you know, we doubt ourselves. So, you know, we have these doubts, and then here comes the anxiety, and here comes the lies, and here comes, you know, the deceit from Satan, you know, and this why it's really, 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 really important to stay in your word, right? And you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be, you know, the saint, the what they call a goody-goody Christian to come to God, right? I'm not saying you can't strive to be a better version, right, of yourself. I'm not saying that you can't, you know, be, you know, the best that you can be when you come to God, right? I'm not, that's fine if you can. But you have to trust in him to make you better, right? Because God knows I would like to see myself at a different level. And there's just certain things in my life, in me, right, that God can help me with, and only God can. And therefore, the pursuit must continue, right? Satan is a liar. He's a liar. And you know, he's the father of lies. I read that today. He's the father of lies. Says that in John 8:44, right? And Satan, he can't tell the truth because, as Jesus said, he doesn't have any truth inside of him. You're not a loser. You're not, you know, a failure. You know, we're all sinners, right? That's just, you know, what happened when Adam and Eve fell, and you know, that's that. But we have to find a way to trust Jesus. We have to find a way to really get a hold of him, right? And apply him and apply his teaching in your journey. You got to do it, folks, right? Satan is a liar. You know, God is always there for us. You know, John 5:16, you know, the Bible tells us that God is there to deliver us out of trouble. Okay. When you're in trouble, right, and we feel though there's no way out, all things are possible with God, right? Mark 10:27, right? So, you know, you search the scriptures, you take a deep breath, you know. God will provide a way out, you understand? He loves us, right? And we just have to trust that. 1 Corinthians 10:13, right? It tells us. Romans 8:38-39, right? It tells us that Christ loves us, and you know, we put our trust in him, right? And you develop the confidence, the faith, right, that you need we can't give up, y'all. We lost so much. You know? We lost a lot. You know? We lost, you know, we lost loved ones. We lost fathers and mothers and grandparents and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and cousins and aunties and best friends. We lost jobs. We lost opportunities. We lost our health. We lost, you know, our faith at one time. We lost confidence. We have to understand that we're here for a purpose. We're here because, you know, God saw fit. And there's something here for us to do. Life is so good. Life is beautiful. And we're blessed to be here. We're blessed to have another day to get it right. I'm just saying, we just gotta find a way to utilize our faith. We gotta find a way to activate our courage, our confidence, our creativity. We have dreams and goals that we're trying to reach. And we can't forget about those that are not here. You know, we strive to keep their memory alive. And for you to heal. Life is beautiful, but you have to heal too. You know, you done went through some storms that rattle your cage, you know. They may not be here. And all that you have lost, you know, is gone. But you're still here. And we have to find a way to make that count, right? So you have to get out there and you have to learn something. And I'm learning things every day. I'm learning. I'm making it my business to learn something new every day, no matter how small, to do something different. Okay, you may say, what is it that you can learn? You may learn a new app. You know, you may learn how to do coding or something. You know, you just got to put your best foot forward. Yeah. I know that I'm trying to learn a new system before June, get here next month, get here with the podcast and anchor.fm and switching the river video cast. So when I did a cast the other day, I don't know. It's going to be fun learning these new systems and updating my knowledge and technology and so on. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm all right. You all have a good morning. You all start your morning right. Okay. And you all have a blessed one. And I'll break off with a prayer. I'm just talking now. Just trying to be the best person I can. Let me all pray for you all and you all start your morning off and do what all you have to do. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for allowing me to do this podcast this morning. I ask you, Lord, to stretch forth your hand and be with every listening ear. To guide them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us all of our sins, our transgressions, Lord. Wash away our iniquity. And strengthen us and bless us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to be with our loved ones. And to keep them safe. And to guide us, for we acknowledge you this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, party people. You all reach for the stars today. Put your best foot forward and do what you have to do, all right? And I'll be all talking with you soon.